and welcome to the Proclaim His Name podcast by Christian Club at Washington Liberty High School at Arlington, Virginia. I'm your host, Sophia, and today we'll be talking about love because of Valentine's Day. We're going to do introductions. I'll start to my right.
Hi, I'm Marone. I'm the co-president at Christian Club.
Hello, I'm Jennifer, and I'm the president of the Christian Club.
Hi, my name is Elohim. I'm a part of the Christian Club. I go to WNL.
Hello, I'm Ethan. I'm a part of the Christian Club as well.
I'm so excited to do this episode. So, as we always expect near Valentine's Day, we always have the question, what is love? Jennifer, would you like to try to answer that question?
Well, every time I think about love, I think about this one verse in the Bible that says God is love. And that just, like, reminds me that, like, God is the prime example of what love should look like. You know, he loves us dearly, and he wants the best for us at all times. And I think that's really important because, you know, sometimes in life we think that love is, like, you give someone flowers or, like, I mean, that's not wrong. But, you know, love is more like an action. Like, instead of, like, just telling them you love them, you actually, like, do things to show them you love them. Like, help them out in their math homework. Or, like, you know, caring for them at all times. That's just, like, what I picture love to be like.
I remember in English class, this very specific lesson we had. I don't know if everyone's familiar with this, but we were learning about the different levels of love in, like, Greek mythology. And my teacher brought up, like, the biggest, like, the sacrificial love, agape, which I don't know if everyone's familiar with. But every time I think about that and God's love specifically, that's the first thing that pops into my mind. It's, like, sacrificial. It's unconditional, and it's, like, unwavering, always.
That's good. Yeah, I mean, God's love is unconditional after all, so we gotta love that.
Love is always, like, such a complicated thing to try to explain because everyone has different definitions. People express love in different ways, like the five types of love that we are always taught. Do you guys think that there's only like five ways to show your love?
Nah, there's definitely many ways to show your love.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I mean, you could show your love any way possible. I mean, even doing a good deed for them or like doing a favor, that could be another way of showing love. You know, love isn't always about, you know, kissing and stuff like that. Let's be real. You gotta be realistic. But yeah, love is, you can't be blinded by lust, because, you know, love can go in many ways. I'm telling you, the power of love is crazy.
So sure. I was talking about this at the end of the day today, actually, with my friend, how I was just making a joke, like, oh no, Valentine's Day, I was seeing all these cute couples and whatever, and she was like, well, you know, there's more love that is celebrated on Valentine's Day than romantic love. And I was like, yeah, of course, friendship. But I was just thinking how even like friendship and romantic love in the world seems very limited to what God's love can be. So I was wondering, I mean, we probably already answered this question with what Elohim said, but how do you guys think that the world's love is limited compared to God's love?
Oh, I can add on to this. I think that, like, all of you were mentioning that sometimes God, like, it's limited. For example, if someone did something bad to you, then you probably, you're like, well, they don't really deserve my love. And you're like, well, that's not what God would think. Because even though we do a lot of bad things, God still loves us. And, yeah.
Yeah, Jesus also says to not only love your neighbor, but love your enemy.
Yeah.
Which can be kind of hard.
Yeah, it is. Very, very difficult, actually.
Also, another thing is that we can't understand God's love. It's just, it makes no sense. Like, someone could be the worst person you could ever imagine, and God would still love them.
So true.
That's so difficult to do, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. I've definitely had many situations like that. I mean, that's the thing. Loving your enemy is one thing. I mean, like, you gotta... It might not be the best part about loving someone, but it's better to love them than to show hate and revenge and anger, because, you know, God is love. So we gotta rejoice with him.
That does make sense. Also, as Christians, we should be an example of Jesus. And if we just show actions that are worldly, how does that make us, like, any better? Or, like, how could that get us closer to Jesus if we're just being just what, like, what the world's telling us to be?
Right.
Because it seems like with the world, like, their definition of love, it's always something that could benefit them, you know? Because God's love is very unconditional, and he gives love without expecting anything in return. So what we see a lot in the world is how people often give love and expect something back.
Oh.
It's almost like a trade-off sometimes. It kind of seems like if I love you, you'll love me. If I do something bad to you, you'll do it back to me. It's like just goes back and forth. I don't think that's really love, is it?
Mm. And I just remembered this, but talking about, like, the world's love and, like, just, like, this generation on how they view love specifically is very different from what I've seen.
And a bit concerning.
It is. There's so many, like, stages you have to get to before getting into a relationship. Being someone at our age,
right.
There's so many different, like, stages that that have been, like, created for our generation that I think is, what do you think is the problem with that? Like, there's things like situationships, there's, like, friends with benefits, there's all these different things, being exclusive or, like, talking stages. Like, what do you think are the reason why people are doing this instead of just jumping, like, into relationships?
I feel like one thing is that, like, people in this day and age have kind of lost the purpose of love. Like, they're always, like, trying to get something out of a relationship, like you were saying. It's just kind of like love is just a means to get something in return. And what the Bible's love is, it's just love to love, just kind of there, I guess.
I think some of it has to do with just people's lives. Like, if we look back not that long, like, our parents' generation, a lot of things were going bad. And because of that, I think that leads to, like, just the way parents parent or just, like, actions they do, which lead to, like, kids getting, like, I guess you could say, like, confused, scared, just, like, developing habits without them realizing it. Which I think then also has to do with, like, the way you treat someone, so, like, love, and with the way our generation, like, shows us love, like, the way, like, through stories, movies, shows, like, have you guys noticed that, how love seems to be changing?
Yeah, I feel like just people or even kids nowadays are just... teens can't even keep a simple relationship going. It's always something that, you know, ends up breaking them off, but no one knows what that is. I mean, I feel like there's always a catch to a relationship. It's never just love. I mean, there's always a catch. I don't know how we can go on further from this. I think we just need to do better as, like, a country, for instance. We need to do better as a country, because I've noticed how, like, the rates of, like, divorces have been going up a lot recently, and it's kind of concerning. I mean, that isn't the way God wants us to live. You know, he wanted us to live in a happy family, you know? Like, this isn't something God would want. Let's do better, you know what I'm saying?
I want to build onto that. I feel like one of the reasons that there are so many divorces is because people, like, love has been very, like, I don't really know how to say it, but it's been, like, projected among the masses. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like everyone wants that. And when they want it, like, a lot, they don't wait for a perfect opportunity. They're just kind of like, oh, well, this is what I can get. I'll do it, because why not? And I feel like that's missing the point, that you're supposed to find somebody, and like it probably should take time before you really like realize that love. And I feel like it's just not something that happens instantly.
I agree with that.
I've also noticed how couples will keep dating for years and they'll never get married. To me, it looks like it still gives them the chance to back out at the last minute. Which I guess that could be why there's not as many people getting married these days.
Yeah, I think there's like that lack of commitment that people are on, because like marriage seems like this huge word that just makes them feel like they're chained to that person and they'll never like leave. Also, I wanted to build something up. There's like, I remember I was watching this video about this couple. They had been, not this couple, but like this married couple that were on for like 85 years. People were asking them like, how did you do it? You know, like, they're like, we talk things through. And I feel like a lot of our generation just likes to, if something goes wrong, it's over, you know? But I think we fail to understand that there's good days and bad days, and that when something like bad happens, it doesn't have to mean that it's like the end, but like there can be some reconciliation and stuff. So I think maybe that could be one of those solutions, that people need to like talk things through more. But of course, there's other factors too, like why people
I always see on the internet, like, I'm on the internet like an unhealthy amount of time, but I always see how people want to reap the benefits of a relationship without actually being in a relationship, or like having that title or that label. Because I go on the internet and I see somebody just like bawling over it, like an 8-month situationship. And no. It's like you're still feeling all the things you would feel if you were in a relationship, and you're still getting all those benefits, like you're going on dates and you're doing all the things that a boyfriend and girlfriend would do, but you're not having that title because of that fear of commitment. But it's like, you know, going back to God's love, his love would never hurt you. Like, he would never have you crying your eyes out, like, in the middle of the night, randomly. So it's just, like, how this generation defines love is not really love. I think it's clouded by lust. And it only hurts people at the end of the day, because I've never seen somebody have like a healthy situationship or something that has been successful.
Yeah, although like God can put you in situations where you react like that, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't love you. He still has like that love that cannot be explained, and that we just all crave for without realizing it.
Yeah.
I guess adding on to the dating and not getting married for commitment, I guess they're also doing actions like that you would do when you're married, like moving in together and all those types of things. So it kind of like gives them the idea of marriage, but it still gives them the opportunity to back out. Yeah. I also think this love and dating, like the way the world explains it, I don't think it's really giving people happiness. And it's not really helping with, like, the decline of people being depressed, anxious, and just not really connecting with people and communicating things through.
Yeah. No. Yeah, definitely. Well, this is a bit... I mean, I wish I could add on, because, I mean, you basically said it all for me. Jennifer, you got anything? I mean, I got no idea right now. I mean,
I was gonna say something, I forgot. Sorry to interject, but we do have like another topic. Want to move on,
move on.
But just like any like final thoughts or questions or comments before we move on to something that I think we could all relate to.
Oh no, it might not relate to us, but I think that in a relationship, that's like God really needs to step in and be there to like help that relationship grow. And I think a lot of couples now leave God aside because they're like, well, why would we need God in a relationship? But I think God is really important in a relationship, that way, like, people can, like, pray together, like, couples can pray together for, like, the help to grow their, like, relationship and to become healthier that way.
So now we're gonna switch it up to something that I think all of us can relate to: academics, school. Second semester just hit for us, so I want to talk about being faithful to God, just having loyalty to Him. Because I've had so many instances where I think I've completely bombed on a test, and I got it back, and I get like an 80 plus. And I prayed about it before, but I still felt like I was gonna fail, like I didn't trust God completely. And then when I get it back, I feel guilty because I should have been trusting God, because I knew that what He was doing was gonna be in my favor. So I was just wondering if you guys had any experiences like that.
Actually, so what's crazy is that at church, we were talking about trusting in God, even when you really, even though like, so for example, we talked about Moses. You guys remember when Moses has all those who are free, and then God provides them with water, freedom, freedom, water, and He makes sure they're safe, gets them to like the promised land. And then God tells Moses, hey, send the leaders, like the leaders, to go and look at the promised land and tell, like, let's see what there is there. And so Moses tells them, okay, so can you guys tell me, like, what's it like? What's the soil like? What's the food? How are the people and everything? So they go there. They come back and they say, oh my gosh, it's amazing. It's perfect. It's just like what God told us. But then they talk about how it's like they can't conquer it.
Oh.
Like it wasn't really a question, but like they have giant walls and like the army's strong, and they're like, we're not gonna be able to like get this land, we're not gonna be able to conquer it. But that's not like what they were sent to do. They forget that God has provided all these things and told them, you're gonna get this land. And they forget this because they forget about how everything that God's done for them. And when they forget about that and they look at how giant the enemy is, the opponent is, what they have to conquer, they forget about how much bigger God is. And with that can also be with our tests. So like what you said, how you have tests, you think you're not gonna pass, you don't think you're gonna do well, and then you do a lot better because you forget about what God's done for you.
I can definitely relate to that. I think before the semester ended, I had a final for math, and yeah, I told you guys this story, but essentially I was like decimals away from failing the class, and I just had to like get a grade in my final to pass the class. And I was like, God, just please help me pass this test so that I can like pass the class. And I was like praying over it over and over and over again. And then I get my test results and it's not pretty. It was like, okay, how much there? It was a 58. It's not good. But guess what?
What?
I passed the class. I got a 71 and I passed the class. So I was
by 1%.
By 1%, I could have been out of that class. But, you know, I think it was like a matter of me just trusting God that it was all going to turn out fine. But I'm glad I prayed about it.
Yeah, you got lucky on that. 1%?
I know, I know. That was crazy.
Nah, God was on your favor on that. I mean, I've definitely had situations like that as well. I mean, multiple back-to-back situations. Like, I couldn't keep... okay, so I had this Spanish final. It was an all right final. Honestly, I did so bad. I prayed the whole week. I tried to study the best that I could, but I felt like I wasn't studying it enough for God. You know, I was like, I felt like I was doing this for Him, but really I'm doing it for myself. But I didn't realize that until I passed a test. But I only passed it with like a 75, but I could have done better. Yeah. I think so.
Better than a
58.
Yeah. God cares about what you care about. Mm-hmm. So, like, if you really care about your grade, you really care, like, oh, this could really help. Like, my parents would be proud of me. Like, if you really care, God will help you. And he's always there for us. He helps us in little things, even if we don't expect it to turn out how it does turn out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I remember it's like going off like a bit off topic, but like still kind of on the topic. This Saturday, I had to go to an event for a program that I'm in. And I had to get on the bus by 8:30. It was at WNL. So I had to take the art bus to get on another bus. And I was sitting there waiting at my bus stop, and my bus was like 13, 20 minutes late. I was praying. I was begging God. I was like, please don't let me miss this bus, because it was a mandatory event that I had to attend. And I got on the art bus. I got to school. I called my friend, and I was like, did the bus get here? Because it was like way past 8:30. And she was like, the bus hasn't even arrived. I was so grateful, because I think it was like even 5 minutes by the time I got there. 5 minutes later, the bus came. But I was just so grateful, because I was really stressing. But even like one small, simple prayer, God will answer that.
So true. And also, keep it constant. Just because like he doesn't answer the day after doesn't mean that it's not, he's never going to answer. Because I can tell you, I prayed over to find my jacket for 2 months. Actually, it might have been 3 or 4. I don't know. And then one day I prayed to him really, like, and then the next day I got it. And I was like, dang, you know?
Yeah. Like, about prayer, we should also remember that, like, whenever you pray for something, that doesn't mean you stop trying. That's you pray true. For something, you keep trying.
Yeah.
You don't just, like, okay, God's got it. I can stop studying for the test. I don't need to worry. I don't even need to go to this bus. I can, like, wait on. I can just walk there. No, like, you should keep trying.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Yeah.
And also, like, whenever God provides, don't forget to thank him. Yeah. Don't forget that he helped you. Like, for example, I prayed for like good friends. It took quite a while, but I got it. Like, God provided. But that doesn't mean I just forget that he did it, and I just like, okay, that I deserved it. So like, I did it on my own. I don't need God. No. you should also like thank him. He provides so much more than you think.
I want to build up on that, like don't let life happen to you. Like, just because you like prayed to God for something to happen doesn't mean that it's gonna happen necessarily. Like, you should still put in the work, like put in the necessary like amount of effort into trying to do something, like studying for a test. Like, you don't want to just give that to God, like you were saying, and just kind of forget about it. You still want to study and try hard. So I feel like it's just really important to kind of maintain that effort while praying as well.
Okay. Anybody have any last thoughts? Because I think I ran out of it some.
I mean, since we're just talking about since the topic is love, mm-hmm. I mean, the last topic was love, but still, I just wanted to say, you know, for those who are out there, you know, going through anxiety or depression or whatever it is, it's making you feel unhappy in some sort of way, all I say to you is seek God. That's the first mm-hmm. thing you should mm-hmm. do in any situation, and that is to seek God. If you cannot seek God, find a way. Find a way. Read the Bible, something. Try to pray. Prayer is the most powerful way to connect with God, and that is the truth. That is the truth. That's all I gotta say.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so, thank you guys for joining. It was very good talking and very good ideas.
It was a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
No problem. Thank you.
Even though I'm the president.
Okay, so I wish you guys a good week, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Make sure you guys pray out.
Oh, yeah, we got to pray out.
Oh, right, sorry.
All right, do you want to lead this prayer, Sophia?
I can. Okay. Dear Jesus, thank you for this day. Thank you for allowing us to get together and talk to you, pray, like share about you, being able to pray to you, communicate to you, help us be more like Christ in the way that we are filled with the Holy Spirit at the right time, and being able to spread your word. Help us be good examples, and amen.
Amen.
All right, bye guys. See you next episode.